It's time for Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books the Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on the voice of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Tonight from a dreary and wet Fleming County High School, a 61st District rivalry gets rolling in the 2024 calendar year as Rowan County has traveled up Kentucky 32 to face off against the Panthers of Fleming County. Randy Stacy to my right, I'm Jared Stacy, happy to have you along as two longtime coaches facing off for yet another time. Buddy Bix has his Panthers rolling this season at 13-6 as Rowan County and Coach Sean Thacker sit at 12-6 themselves. We'll send it back to the station, and when we come back, Randy, we'll give you your starting lineups and more. It's Panthers versus Vikings here on WIVY.
The Porter Group Insurance Agency does more than just Medicare. We offer hospital indemnity plans to help with hospitalization copays. We offer cancer plans, life insurance, and more. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review of your life and health insurance needs. That's 606-780-1387 for the direction you need. Online at portergroupinsurance.com.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero and Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Nipp, 783-1868.
Keep your family warm with the red hot grocery buys you'll find inside Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA fresh boneless pork chops are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. The large 15-ounce can of Our Family Kidney or chili beans are just a dollar. And Hungry Man dinners are two for only $7. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead.
IGA.
Fleming County High School's gymnasium, Fleming County Panthers, 13-6 under Coach Buddy Biggs, 5-0 in the region and 2-0 in the district. But the Panthers have lost two games in a row to Lexington Catholic and to Montgomery County. They will start at one guard, Seth Hickerson, a 6'3 senior. He averages 18.7 points and 4.3 rebounds. Adam Hargett at a guard, even though he's 6'5, a senior, they call him a guard, averaging 17.4 points and 4.4 rebounds. At a forward, Lucas Jolly, a 6-foot junior, averaging 14.7 points and 5.1 rebounds. Isaac Fry at a forward, a 6'3 senior, averaging 9.2 points and 7.9 rebounds. And another guard, Kane Roberts, 6'4 and a junior, averaging 3.3 points and 2 rebounds. So it's Hickerson, Hargett, and Roberts at the guards, Jolly and Fry at the forwards, but they will play five men in, five men out. They'll play a lot of different offensive sets, and that is just a trademark of Coach Buddy Biggs. Since 1997, Round County has won 31 and Fleming County 18 in the series. Round County's JV had a nice game, defeated Fleming County 53-32 in the opener.
Don't forget also the biggest matchup when you look in back in the last 15, 20 years. March 1st, 2013, Fleming County defeated Round County 60-45. That was for all the marbles, the 16th region championship in 2013.
Round County, under Coach Sean Thacker, 12-6 overall, 2-1. 6-1, rather, in the region, 2-0 in the district. The Vikings have won four in a row. Coach Thacker now 415 and 372. Overall and 334 and 168 while at Round County. At one guard will be Deshaun Watson, a 6'1 senior, averaging 9.5 points and 5.1 rebounds. Jason Ingles at a guard, a 5'8 junior, averaging 6 points and 1.1 rebound. Braden Myris at a guard, a 6'1 senior, averaging 14.8 points and 3.8 rebounds. The forwards, Weston Maxey, a 6'2 senior, averaging 6.4 points and 2.8 rebounds. And at the other forward, Colby Wilburn, a 6'3 senior, averaging a team-high 18.9 points and 3.9 rebounds. Watson, Maxey, and Wilburn. Ingles and Braden Myers in the starting lineup for Round County. Officiating crew is Ken Huddleston, the referee, and the umpires are Bill Renzi and Greg Stevens. We'll be back with more after this on WIVI.
Caskey's Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Providing exceptional medical care is top priority at Sterling Healthcare. If you've not had the opportunity to meet the friendly staff and providers at any one of the 9 locations in Stanton, Carlisle, Owingsville, Winchester, or Mount Sterling, you're invited to stop in and see what so many new patients are discovering. A skilled team of professionals committed to providing quality health care regardless of a patient's ability to pay. Sterling Healthcare, here for your family.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Sad day in the basketball world. 4 years ago today, we lost one of the greatest to ever set foot on the hardwood as Kobe Bryant and his daughter and others taken way too soon in a tragic helicopter accident in California. And still remember, it's one of those events, Randy. I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly who I was with. And I remember exactly the reaction that everyone in the room had. And just truly unbelievable to think that Kobe Bryant, it's been 4 years since we lost him. So rest in peace to the Mamba.
Well, for the school system, let's mention that there'll be free sports physicals. Round County Schools and St. Clair Regional Medical Center will be offering the free sports physicals to any student in grades 2 through 12 on Monday, February 5th and Wednesday, February 21st at Round County Senior High School from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. each day. Sign up will begin at 4:30 and student must be signed in by 7:30 p.m. Students under the age of 18 must have a parent or guardian present at the time of the physical. Physical forms will be available on-site, or you may visit the Round County Schools website at round.kyschools.us and click on helpful links, and then parents and students, scroll to the bottom to print your own copy. If you have any questions, please contact Renee Smith, Director of District Health Services at 606-784-8928, extension 2020. Go right ahead, please.
No. 3 players on this Fleming County Panther team average in double figures, 19 for Hickerson, 17 for Hargett, 15 for Jolly. For Round County, Wilburn leads them with 18.5. Unofficially, just 23 points away from hitting the 1,000-point mark. And Myris sits at 15 points. Watson just shy of 10 points at 9.6. So if you want to round up, give them credit for 10 points as a district rivalry gets kicked off again here in the 2024 calendar year. Fleming County, Round County, we'll tip it off when we come back from here in Flemingsburg.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza at Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round Counties. Or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Six-foot junior Lucas Jolly getting recognized at midcourt. A Kermit of Duvall being handed to him by head coach Buddy Biggs as he has reached the 1,000-point mark. And we may see another player tonight, Randy, reach the 1,000-point mark. We were chatting with Scott Wilburn earlier, Colby Wilburn's father, and he didn't want to mention that it might not be the official number, but according to all the records he can locate and tabulate, 23 points for Wilburn tonight would give him 1,000 points. So we may see another 1,000-point scorer join the club tonight. Round County wearing their road green uniforms with gold trim, white lettering and numerals. Home white uniforms for Fleming County, black lettering and numerals with gold trim. Ken Huddleston, Bill Renzi, and Greg Stevens, our officials.
Girls action from back at Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium. Bath County 55, Round County 41. That is the final.
Buddy Biggs has been around the area coaching. He's coached at Ashland, has coached at Mason County, and is now developing a pretty strong program here in Fleming County.
Absolutely. His teams are unique, and that's why he's able to win a lot of games. And I know that's took a look down, and for the golfers in the 16th region and the basketball players, got to put up another season with Seth Hickerson. He's just a junior. Seems like he's been around for a while.
Jolly, Hickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Roberts, the 5 for Fleming County. Round County will send out Watson, Maxie, Ingles, Myris, and Wilburn. Round County will start this game moving from our right to left as we look at the hardwood as Randy Stacy alongside him. Jared Stacy sitting second level here in the gymnasium at Fleming County High School. Pretty smooth drive over today from Moorhead, given what we've dealt with the last 2 weeks. And I'd say these players and these coaches are happy to get back in a rhythm. And by looking at the schedule today, just about every team in the KHSA in action, Greenup County at Boyd County, Powell County at Estill County, Wolf County at Jackson City, Lewis County at Russell, East Carter at West Carter, those just games of interest. Brown County comes in winners of 4 in a row. Fleming County's lost 2 in a row, but before that won 4 in a row themselves. Kicked off the season with a 7-game winning streak before losing to a school out of Virginia Beach named Bishop Sullivan Catholic. As Maxie and Hargett jump it off, and Hargett wins the tip to Hickerson and back to Jolly, who will cross the timeline. Round County man-to-man defense is Watson guarding Jolly. 15 points, 5 rebounds for the point guard. Jolly takes it all the way to the right, low block, and nice use of the glass. And the right-handed lay-in will fall. All Jolly on the first possession. Mentioned a 6-foot junior. As Braden Myris will get it across the timeline, Watson left wing. Back to Myris, 2-3 zone for Fleming County.
Watson back with it left wing. He'll take the screen from Wilburn. Right wing Watson in the corner. Maxey, he'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Good look at inside rim, just didn't fall. Rebound will come right of the paint to Fry. Quickly up at the timeline to Jolly. Jolly spins at the time, at the free throw line rather. Kicks it back out top to Fry and finds nothing but the net for Curry. Quick 5-0 start for Fleming County. As a little token full court pressure being applied by Hickerson. On Myris, to Watson, back to Myris, in between the circles, right wing, Ingles. Ingles now will circle it straight away. Left of the circle, Myris, left wing, Watson. Watson, one-arm pass to Myris, penetrates. Floater from 10, good in the painted area. Brayden Myris, a 6'1 senior, first year as a Viking. As we're going to have a foul going up the court just past the timeline. Watson's going to get called for the reach-in from behind. His first, team's first.
He has been in a big habit of getting in foul trouble early in the game with bad fouls like that one.
Minute 15 in, Fleming County leading 5-2. Inbounds pass, pops out of the hands of Hargett, but he'll maintain control and get it to Hickerson as he looks at the man-to-man defense. Angles right to Jolly. Hickerson averaging 19 points, Hargett averaging 17. They can fill it up and fill it up in a hurry. Hickerson left wing, back across the court to Hargett. He'll take it to the elbow, jumper from there, no good. Offensive rebound in the hands of Roberts. Baseline left to Fry. Has nothing, gets it behind the arc, Hargett. He'll take a baseline left. He's cut off. And now to Jolly in between the circles. Jolly penetrating, loses it as he tumbles to the court. Somehow ends up into the hands of Fry out top. Fry, scoop lay-in, a lot of pressure from Wilburn to offer the shot. No good. Rebound Maxey. Maxey from coast to coast across the timeline into the paint. He'll lay it up and in. Lead trimmed to 1. 2 minutes in, first quarter, 61st district action. Across the timeline with it, Fry bounces it left wing to Hargett. Hargett skip past Jolly, near corner to Hickerson, who'll fire the three, short, no good. Rebound Myris on the baseline. Myris takes it from coast to coast himself, finds Maxey, right corner three, no good. How did that not fall? That went halfway home and popped out again. Two great looks for Maxey, and neither of them's fallen from behind the arc. Across the midcourt circle, Jolly goes left wing Hargett. He'll fire the three. No good again. Rebound Myris. Back and forth as the track meet's broken out here in Fleming County. Ingles, baseline left to Watson. Top of the key, Myris. Myris holds and now dribbles. Backs it out on the Fleming County Panther logo. Approaching 5 minutes left, first quarter. 5-4, Panthers lead early in this one. Watson takes it straight away, right of the circle, picks up his dribble, goes to Myris. 2-3 zone still from Fleming County. Wilburn left wing from Watson. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound will come down to Fry. 9 points, 8 rebounds, the average for him, the leading rebounder on the Panthers. He'll get it up to Hickerson in the circle. Takes it into the paint, ball's on the deck, tipped away, and coming away with it's Wilburn. Great hustle there for Myris. Wilburn at three-quarter court, now across the logo. He'll take it to the right elbow. One-arm pass, Maxey. Shot fake. Goes baseline. Cut off there by Fry. Kicks it out top, Myris. He'll take it into the paint. Left-handed floater from 5's good. First lead of the ball game for Round County. A 6-0 run. In between the circles is Fry for the Panthers. Left wing, Hargett. Hargett picks up his dribble well behind the arc, and coming to save him will be Jolly. Jolly still has his dribble well behind the arc. He'll take it into the paint, and he's going to be called for the travel as he was looking for a foul, but no doubt a travel, and Bill Renzi right there on the call. Cropper comes in for the first time for Fleming County. Great call there on the baseline by Renzi. So many officials call that a foul anymore in high school basketball, but that's a walk all day. Got to give credit where credit's due. Watson across the half-court stripe on the near sideline, gets it to Myris, who gives it a big bear hug on the logo and goes back to Watson left wing. Watson takes the screen from Wilburn, cut off at the free throw line by Hickerson, gets it to Ingles, right wing, back to Watson, now left wing Myris. He'll skip it, Ingles right wing, quickly to Wilburn, top of the key three on the way from Colby, no good, hits front rim and Jolly cleans up the rebound. Under 4 minutes, 6-5, Round County leading early in the first. Penetrating and going up with a wild shot. Hargett, no good. Great defense from Wilburn. Long pass up to Ingles is intercepted by Jolly at midcourt. He'll take it to the elbow. Kicks it left corner, Hargett. Skip pass all the way in the near side to Hickerson, and Hickerson knocks down the three. Great ball movement, great extra pass there by Fleming County. Another lead change as Fleming County back in front by 2 this time. Watson to Myris. Well behind the arc on the right side. Back to Watson straight away. Around the horn, left wing Maxey. To Myris. He'll step into a three right of the circle. In and out, no good. That's three threes, Randy, that have gone halfway home and popped out. 3 minutes left, first quarter. Top of the key with it, Hickerson. He'll hit it. Baseline runner is Hickerson. That should make that rather target. No good, and Hickerson able to get the rebound in the putback. Hickerson now with five. Great job following the shot by Hargett on the baseline. Under 3 minutes. Myris well behind the arc right side, still looking at that 2-3 zone. Myris takes it to the free throw line, bounces to Watson. Watson back out to Myris straight away. Now he'll penetrate again, left elbow jumper, no good. Rebound, Watson put back there. Watson with his first points. He's the leading rebounder on the Viking squad with 5.5. He's chasing down Jolly as Jolly takes it inside the painted area, but steps called before he even gets a shot up. Another turnover for him. As Fleming County will send Fry back out. And in for the first time will be Gavin Myris for Round County as Ingles catches a breather. 10-8 Panthers lead the Vikings. Watson gets it across the circle. Nice feed to Maxie, right low block as Fry just got beat there. Tied 10-10. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Fry has his pocket picked as he crosses the timeline. It's picked by Gavin Myris, and Gavin Myris over top of Cropper with the lay-in. Gavin Myris is 6'2", junior brother of Braden Myris with his first points, and Round County back in front. Another lead change. Hickerson, right elbow, takes it all the way to the left low block. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Wilbur to Maxie. Maxie, 3-on-3. Maxie into the paint. Shot swatted away by Hargett. What a play. Rebound comes down to Fry. Long pass up the court. Hickerson, 3 in the corner, no. Rebound, Maxie, opposite of where the shot came from, in front of the Round County bench, and Maxie will wait for Watson to come and get it. Top of the key, left elbow, all the way to the left low block, and Watson misses the close-in shot. Good pressure, though, by Fry. On the defense to Jolly. Jolly gets it right wing to Hickerson. Top of the key, Hargett. Now left side to Cropper. Hickerson now right of the circle. They'll send it baseline right to Fry. Jumper short from 8 feet. Rebound Watson. Long pass up to Gavin Myris. Hits the brakes and passes it across the court to Braden Myris. Thought about the three. Instead, we'll give it to Watson. Now Gavin Myris right wing. Back to Watson, top of the key. One arm pass, Maxie. Little shot fake. Goes baseline. Cut off by Hargett. Maxie to Watson, well behind the arc, 45 seconds as Watson looking to eat a little clock off here as Fleming County still in that 2-3 zone defense. Gavin Myris with the top of the key now. Baseline right in the corner, Maxie, 3 air ball, rebound Wilburn. First attempt no good, second attempt no good. This time Fleming County comes down with the rebound. Fry, long pass up to Hargett. Lay-in is there. Nice, long pass up the court as 20 seconds left, tied 12 apiece here in the first quarter. Wilburn goes baseline right on the pass from Watson. Wilburn able to finish inside 10 seconds. Quick pass into Jolly at three-quarter court. Across the timeline, Jolly, and Watson picks up the foul. Watson will pick up his second, team second. James will come in for Fleming County with 7.9 left and a two-point lead for Round County. Austin James, 6-foot senior. As Fleming County has plenty of time to play with, the inbound at the hash on their side of the court. But Jolly stands in the backcourt. Let's see if they toss it to him. They will. So he'll cross the timeline. 5 seconds. On the right wing, Hargett, 3 over top of, that is, Winkleman is good. And a shot at the buzzer is not going to count even if it falls. But great defense from Winkleman, but Hargett still able to connect on the three, and Fleming County leads by just one as we head to quarter number two. An exciting one here on WIBY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30. Pool tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pool tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pool tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 001694.
1 o'clock and 3 o'clock tomorrow at Johnson Arena in Morehead. It's Eagle basketball as Western Illinois is coming to town to face off against Morehead State in a women-men doubleheader. You can catch it right here on 96.3 or on ESPN Plus as always. Fleming County leading by one, 15-14. Round County with the first possession to start quarter number two. Ingles in the corner to Edis Myris down low and hits a cutting Wilburn. And Wilburn with 4 points. Fleming County already with it out top. They'll get it down low to Fry, and Fry is going to be fouled on the shot. Two shots upcoming for Fry as Kenny Huddleston with the call. He's going to signal Jason Ingles. That's his first, team's first. Two shots upcoming for Fry. First one on the way, and that one is way off. Fry on the season, just under 50% shooter. Second one, though, nothing but net. Miss Fry splits a pair. He's got four. Across the circle with it is Braden Myris. He'll pass it left side. That goes to Gavin Myris. He takes it to the elbow, backs it out behind the arc. Goes to Wilburn, deeper in the corner. Pass all the way across the court. Ingles, right wing, high arcing three, no good. Rebound off the hand of Jolly. Winkleman ends up with it. He'll skip it over to Wilburn. Wilburn to the right low block. Wilburn shot, swatted away by Fry. Pretty play there. Wilburn, tough look. He had two Panthers right in front of him. 1 minute in, tied 16-16 as the three in the corner. No good by Cropper. And the rebound will be off of someone in green and stay with Fleming County. Hickerson will come back in. 4 points for Maxey, 4 points for Myers, 4 points for Wilburn for Round County. Five for Hickerson and Jolly each. Inbound to Hargan on the elbow. Passes it straight away to Hickerson. Right wing James, now back to Hickerson, who will slow it down, looking at the man-to-man defense from Round County. Hickerson, left wing, Hargan. Pass back is going to be tipped. Ingles gets a hand on it, and Ingles is going to be tripped out of bounds, but they're going to say it's going to stay with Fleming County. No foul called. I think he could have just as much easily called a foul as you could anything. A lot of contact as well, as Ingles took a tumble to the hardwood. Fleming County inbounds into the backcourt, and crossing the midcourt stripe is Hickerson. Hickerson takes it inside the arc. Back behind the arc, Hargett. Three-pointer, nothing but net. Hargett now with eight. Comes in averaging 17 points on the year. As Round County with it across the logo. Left wing, they hit Gavin Myris. Cut off as he goes baseline. Skips it across to Brother Braden. Right of the circle. Back to Gavin. Fakes left, back to Braden out top. Braden comes to a jump stop. Left hand floater. Off, no good. Fry with the rebound. That's a handful for him. Up to Hargett, to Hickerson. Near corner Cropper. Doesn't like what he sees. Gets it back to Hargett. Hargett being pressured closely by Braden Myris. Goes back to Cropper in the corner. Cropper gets it out top to James. James loses it. Ball's on the deck, and Gavin Myris is going to force a tie-up. Good hustle both ways there. And the possession arrow will give it to Fleming County and keep it on that end. Roberts will come in for the first time. Jolly back in. As White will come in for the first time. Maxey back in for Round County. Braden and Gavin Myris, White, Maxey, and Ingles for Round County. A quick reset as Fleming County leads by three, just under 6 minutes, second quarter. We are in Flemingsburg. Randy Stacy to my right. Jared Stacy with you. Happy to have you along. Inbound Jolly, right wing to Cropper. Straight away Fry. Good ball movement around to the left wing to Roberts. Now back to Jolly in between the circles. Looking at that man-to-man defense still. Right wing to Cropper. Top of the key, Fry. Back left wing, Jolly. As Jolly penetrates on Gavin Myris. Shot over top of Gavin is good. Count it and a foul. Gavin Myris will pick up his first, team second. And a couple free throws upcoming for Jolly. Make it one free throw, rather, a Baker Park. 5:22 left. This to push the lead out to six. Largest of the game already, and that'll push it out further. The largest lead here so far in this
61st District matchup. Heaving across the middle of the court. With it is Braden Myris. Left wing to Gavin, back to Braden, right wing White. White to Braden, around the horn, left wing Ingles. Gavin gets it baseline left. Straight away, Maxey. He'll fire the three. Good. Maxey now with seven. Lead back to three as Fry gets it right in front of the Round County bench to Hickerson. Pass to Roberts. Around left side, Jolly. Jolly, little hesitation, out top. Takes it into the paint. Wild shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Fleming County as a 50-50 ball goes to Roberts. To Jolly, right wing. Jolly penetrates, skips it to Roberts. Left corner, three on the way. Air ball falls right into the lap of Jason Ingles. And Jason Ingles took a shot in the face. He's holding his eye, and he's wondering where a foul's at as he gets it to Myris. Myris, coast to coast, shot no good. Rebound comes down and off the hands of Round County on the right wing. It's Myris last to touch it, and it'll be Fleming County basketball with 4:22 left here in the second quarter. And Jason Ingles took a shot in the face on that previous rebound, and Sean Thacker is livid that no foul was called, and I don't blame him. Approaching 4 minutes left, second quarter. Three the lead for the Panthers. Hickerson on the left side takes the screen from Fry. Hits a Fry. It's a pick and roll as Fry unable to connect inside. And rebound comes down to White and up to Ingles.
Slade might have got a little bit of that shot.
Braden Myris back to Ingles in between the circles. Left wing Gavin Myris. He'll launch the three. No good. Rebound Braden Myris. He'll go back up strong with it. No good, but a foul's called. It's going to be on Fry or Hargett. Let's see what Bill Renzi saw. He's going to attack it on Fry. That's going to be his first. And that's the first team foul of the game for Fleming County. And we're past the midway point in the second quarter. And by no means am I saying the officiating's been horrid or anything, but I am just pointing that out. First free throw is good for Braden Myris. He'll shoot another. Myris, 80% free throw shooter. Wilburn checks back in. Ingles will go catch a breather, and he may go see the training staff for a brief second. 3:52, 22:20, the lead currently. Braden Myris knocks down the second. He's got six. A little full court pressure from Round County as Jolly is going to be tripped up at midcourt. No call. He falls on top of it to keep possession. Gets it right wing to Hickerson. To Hargett. Now straight away Jolly. Man-to-man from Round County. First time we've seen a full-on full court pressure there. And a foul going the other way as Kenny Huddleston saw something he didn't like. And the guilty party is going to be Austin James. That's his first, team second. Braden Myris will bounce it to Gavin Myris, short of the midcourt circle, moving from our right to left. Left wing to Braden. He'll take the screen from Wilburn, also from White. Maxey, deep right wing, three, no good. Rebound hits the hands of a handful of players. Comes down to Wilburn, who gets a quick putback in the painted area. Wilburn now with six. Jolly already across midcourt in the near corner. It goes to Hickerson. That three is off. Rebound Maxey as Round County back in front. A 7-0 run now for Round County as Myris left of the circle. To Wilburn. Wilburn will penetrate to the free throw line. Now to Myris right of the circle. As Myris looking at that 2-3 zone still will bounce it to Wilburn left wing. Shot fake for Wilburn. He'll penetrate into the paint. Loses it. Balls on the deck. Jolly comes away with it up to Fry and now Hargett. Hargett back to Jolly at midcourt. Jolly penetrating inside the arc. Straight away it goes to Hargett. Left wing, James, that three's off. Rebound comes down to Gavin Myris. He rips it away from his brother and pushes the pace. It's Maxey cutting baseline, and Maxey's going to have it back tipped out of play by Jolly. As Roberts will check in, 2.5 left here, second quarter, and Round County has the narrowest of leads at 1:23:22. Inbounding will be White under his own bucket to our left. Inbound pass to Gavin Myris. Left wing Braden Myris. He'll take the quick three. Good. Braden Myris now with eight. In the lead at four. Right of the circle, Fry takes it into the corner and gets it to Hickerson. Straight away, Jolly. Left side, Hargett. Hargett's going to penetrate baseline. Floater over top of Gavin Myris is there. Hargett with 10. He leads all scorers in this one. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Braden Myris on the far sideline. Gets it to the wing. Skips it across left side to Maxey. To Myris in the corner. White. He'll take the three in the far corner and knock it down. Slade White with his first points. The 6 foot senior. In the corner, Fleming County's Hickerson fires another one, and this time finds the bottom of the net. He's got 8. Lead of 2 for Round County, a minute 30 left. Gavin Myris, right wing. Wilbert, he'll go baseline. Tough shot up, no, but he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. His first free throws of this contest, and on the season, Wilbert, a 73% free throw shooter, as Fry will pick up his second team's third. Not many fouls, Randy, not giving you a chance to talk much.
No, they just keep going and going. Did he?
First one did fall. Yep. He's got 7, he being Wilbur, as Cropper will check in for Fry. One more free throw upcoming for Wilbur. Free throw up and good. 8 for Wilbur. Myris with 8, Maxey with 7. Across the timeline with it is Jolly. He'll skip it left side Hickerson, back to Jolly. As Hickerson now back with it straight away. Round County mixing up the defense a little here as they'll get it into the corner. That's Fleming County's Cropper down low to Roberts. Misses an easy lay-in, but he'll get his own rebound and put back. As Roberts finds the scoring column for the first time, lead cut back down to 2, 60 seconds left here at Fleming County High School. Braden Myris takes it to the elbow, all the way to the left low block. Right-handed floater, no. Rebound comes down to Fleming County. Quickly up to Jolly. Hickerson, right corner, where he just hit a three. Hickerson back to Hargett, well behind the arc, almost at midcourt, and Jolly will come and get it with 40 seconds left here in half number one. Right wing, Hickerson. He'll penetrate baseline. Floater over top of Wilburn off the...
Holbrook Drug is not like the big box store pharmacies. Holbrook Drug really knows their customers and their needs. They truly care about each customer. You're not just a number. The dollar spent at Holbrook Drug stays in Moorhead and helps the community. Come into Holbrook Drug today and experience the difference of a truly locally owned small town pharmacy. Old fashioned charm and modern elegance. Holbrook Drug, Main Street, Moorhead.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
We're back here at Fleming County High School at the half. Round County leads 31-29 over Fleming County. We'll give you an update on this first half when we come back here on WIVY.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and the good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday. Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This is Lisa Kidd at Whitaker Bank. We take pride in providing friendly hometown service and exceptional products to our customers. Whether you're looking for a checking account that can actually save you money, like our Whitaker Perks account, or you just want a no-hassle checking account with a local bank you know and trust, what are you waiting for? Visit a branch today or give us a call at 606-784-8966 and let us show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Taylor with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off of I-64. Loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today at 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
All right, back here at halftime with Rayon Canada leading 31-29. Apologize for the little technical issues right there at the end of the first half. That was 15-14 Fleming County at the end of one. Rayon County outscored Fleming 17-14 in the second. We had seven ties in that half. Fleming County's biggest lead was six. Round County's biggest lead was five. We were tied at 10, 12, and 16. For Fleming County, leading the way is Adam Hargett with 10 points, four field goals, two of them three-pointers. 8 points for Seth Hickerson, three field goals, two of them three-pointers. 5 points for Lucas Jolly, two field goals, one of one from the free-throw line. Isaac Fry, 4 points, a field goal, a three-pointer, and one of two from the line, and 2 points for Kane Roberts on a second-quarter field goal. 11 field goals for Fleming County, five of them three-pointers, two of three from the line, and 29 points. For Round County, leading the way with 9 points, Braden Myers, three field goals, one of three-pointer, and two of two from the free-throw line. 8 points for Colby Wilburn, three field goals and two of two from the line. 5 points for Weston Matzey, two field goals, one a three-pointer. 4 points for Deshaun Watson, two field goals. 3 points for Slade White on a three-point field goal. And 2 points for Gavin Myris on a first-quarter field goal. 12 field goals for Round County, three of them three-pointers, 4-4 from a free-throw line, and 31 points. Three fouls whistled on Fleming County, two of those on Isaac Fry. 4 fouls whistled on Round County, two of those on Deshaun Watson. Again, at the half, Round County 31 and Fleming County 29. We'll be back with second half action after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We just wanted to take some time to thank all our loyal customers for a wonderful 23 and wish you all the best in the new year. Winter is here and now is a good time to get ready. Big Four has all you need to stay warm, from pellets for your wood stove to the wood stove itself. We have all kinds of heaters, heat tapes, and so much more to keep you cozy and comfy. Get these projects started off right and come see us at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Aces is the helpful place.
Power Star Tractors from Montgomery Tractor have an unbeatable combination of power and utility. With 69 to 100 PTO horsepower, Power Star Tractors will handle jobs in the field, the barnyard, and everywhere in between. Increase your productivity with best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort. Plus, choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your needs. Find your Power Star at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg.
Well, I would say last week I would want to have a tractor, but the key thing about last week is that outstanding comfort, because it doesn't matter what you had, you better have had a heater, because it was a cold one last week. And what, the kids go 7 days without being in person, I believe?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I can tell you that we'll probably be back here on Monday night for we will be at home over in Warren H. Cooper Gym on Monday night for Round County Girls against Fleming County, 7:30 start. Then on Tuesday, Round County will travel to Frenchburg and take on Menifee County in the 61st District, a doubleheader, the girls at 6 and the boys at 7:30.
I was about to say, coming to Flemingsburg on a Friday and then the following Monday, come on. Who schedules that?
Well, not the same team.
Well, and granted, what everyone scheduled at the beginning of the season has been just thrown up in the air due to Mother Nature. Obviously, many, many games canceled all around the state. A couple games that did go on last night. This Round County squad defeated Bath County 69-39. Magoffin County defeated Betsy Lane 63-50. And Raceland lost at the Corbin Arena to Clinton County in the first round of the All-A State Tournament 61-39. And Randy, we were talking on the way over, they're trying to squeeze a whole bunch of basketball games into that Corbin Arena in just a small window.
I guess what gets me is, I know it's a chance to clean the arena and everything like that, but the gap between the girls and boys quarter, that was just way too long.
Like 7-8 hours.
Yeah.
Round County will have the basketball moving from our left to right to get quarter number three rolling as they lead by two over Fleming County, and Fleming County stays in that 2-3 zone as it is Watson, Maxie, Braden, Myris, and Wilburn. The five to start for Round County. Going baseline with it is Braden Myris. Skip pass to Maxie, left wing. Straight away, Watson. Watson, bounce pass on a cutting Maxie. Pass is going to be tipped by Hargett, stolen by Hickerson. Hickerson trying to thread the needle the other direction, and it's going to be off the hands of Fry. And two plays on each end, or a play on each end, players just really forcing the issue early. 30 seconds in, still yet to have a bucket. Third quarter. Braden Myris across the Panther logo. Fleming County has Jolly, Hickerson, Hargett, Fry, and Roberts. Right wing, Braden Myris in the corner to Ingles. Ingles quickly back to Myers. He'll take it in between the circles. Back to Ingles' right wing. He has some space. Three, no good. Rebound to Hargett. Up to Hickerson. Hickerson stops. Behind the back pass is going to be stolen away by Maxey. Up to Wilburn. Nice pass to Watson, and Watson finishes with the left hand. What a pretty assist there by Wilburn. Minute in. Round County leading by four. 2-1-2, full court pressure from Round County. Across the logo, Jolly splits two Vikings. Left of the circle, Hickerson in the corner to Hargett. That three, no. High arcing rebound, rebound comes down to Braden Myers. He'll get it right wing, Wilburn, to Ingles. Back in the corner, it goes to Myers. He'll come to a jump stop, left-handed floater's good. Pretty move there by the 6'1 senior. He's now in double figures with 11. Jolly already on the right wing. Spin move on Wilburn. Shot over top of Wilburn. No good. Rebound Fry. Put back no, but Watson with some contact. Watson will pick up his third, team's first of the third quarter. And it will be a baseline inbound.
Sean Pecker, I knew he'd want to say something about to Heddleston on that, because that's just a little touch foul on Watson and you don't get that other places. And that's what Sean Thacker was really complaining about. Because that's three on Watson.
Watson will stay in the ball game with 6:18 left third quarter. Jolly inbounds to Hargett on the wing. He'll take it to the free throw line. Back out in the corner to Jolly, the inbounder. And he'll bounce it to Hickerson almost at the midcourt line. 2 minutes in, lead stands at six. Hickerson, jump stop, in the paint, shot high off the glass. No, rebound will come down to Roberts. Kicks it right wing, Hargett. Three rattles home. For Hargett, he's got 13 as Braden Myers across the Panther logo. Far corner, Maxey. Three's good. He answers back as Maxey now in double figures with 10. Across the timeline, Jolly gets it near corner. Hargett, he'll take one step inside the three-point line. Jumper, no good. Rebound, controlled by Watson. Across midcourt, and it's going to be back tipped and stolen by Hickerson. Hickerson, long pass up forward to Fry, who was slow getting back and able to cherry pick and get the free bucket. Fry with six, as Braden Myers at three-quarter court. The ball hit the official, by the way, on that previous possession when Round County was on a breakaway. And that is how Fleming County was able to get possession. Watson, left wing, takes it into the paint. Right-handed runner, no. Gets his own rebound. Shovels it to Braden Myers. Top of the key three. Well off. May have been partially blocked. Rebound will come down to Roberts. Long pass up forward to Hargett. Touch pass to Fry. No good, but Fry will go to the line and shoot two.
Greg Stevens says he warned Sean Thacker, which he really didn't, but he probably did just then. And Greg Stevens had no business being out in the middle of the floor. That's what happened on that play.
Yeah, he absolutely should have been outside the court there. There was no reason for him to be rotating literally right in front of the play, as the first play by Isaac Fry, or first free throw, rather, is no good. I don't know a whole lot, or I don't know everything about officiating, but I know that that was not the rotation and where he was supposed to be. For the lead, under 5 minutes, third quarter. Myers, after back-to-back misses by Fry, met at the midcourt stripe by Hargett. Crossover dribble and passes left wing Wilburn. He'll go baseline, looking at that 2-3 zone, double-teamed in the corner, gets it to Watson on the wing. All the way across the court, right in front of Sean Thacker. Ingles will fire the deep three. No good, rebound comes down to Roberts. Roberts quickly into the hands of Jolly, who gets it into the front court. Right wing, Hickerson. To Roberts, left wing Jolly as he circles all the way under the baseline. Jolly, down low to Hargett. Skip pass, Roberts, right wing three, barely draws iron. Rebound and a putback. Hickerson, though, no good. Another rebound by Hickerson and a putback, no good. Hickerson again with the rebound. In the paint, he'll get it to Hargett. That jumper from 12 is good. Hargett with 15. Midway through the third quarter to the lead for Round County. It's been as many as six here in this third quarter, as a foul is going to be called on Seth Hickerson, his first, team's first of the quarter. Gavin Myers will check in for Ingles. Kenny Huddleston and Sean Thacker are not becoming close friends tonight, that's safe to say.
Well, what's got Sean is that Stevens made a mistake, and then he gets mad when he gets corrected for it. You know that.
Wilburn right elbow, gets it under the bucket to Maxey, who's bottled up and fouled on the floor. And that foul will go on Roberts, his first, team second. Two quick fouls in succession. Gavin Myers inbounding all the way to our right under his own bucket. Gavin, far corner, Watson, three, short, no good. Rebound will come down to Hickerson for Fleming County. He loses it, gets it to Fry, though. Fry up to Jolly, and he'll just now get across the midcourt stripe. Jolly cuts left, cut off by Myers, just shy of the left elbow. Gets it now in between the circles. Hickerson, out top, Hargett, back to Hickerson. Deep three, that's NBA range. No good. Watson had his arm held, but still came away with the rebound. Long pass up to Wilburn's over top of his head, and the ball will go back to Fleming County. An aggressive pass there by Deshaun Watson, but you don't mind the look. Full court pressure now from Round County. It's a 2-1-2 as Jolly will get past Wilburn and get it across the timeline all the way under the bucket, and the lay-in's there for Jolly. He's just got seven in this one. Comes in averaging 15. 3 minutes left in the third, 38-38. Myers on the wing, looking to take the screen from Maxie. Does. Shovels it back to Maxie. Shot fake. He'll go baseline. Up with the left-handed scoop shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back there in between three Panthers. Maxie now with 12. As Jolly on the far sideline into the front court he goes. Jolly skip pass all the way across the court. Hargett. Quick closeout by Watson. Prevents the shot to Roberts. Now right of the circle. Jolly for Fleming County. Right wing Fry. Fry looking. Looking. He'll get it to Jolly, left of the circle. Man-to-man from Round County is Jolly, penetrating on Wilburn. Shot up, good. From the right, low block with the right hand, Jolly, quick two-point bucket, or two back-to-back two-point buckets. And it's 40-40, 2:15 left third quarter. We've been tied at five times in this one. 2:08 in the far corner, Gavin Myers. He'll penetrate, stop, pop from the elbow, good. Gavin Myers now with four, just averaging 1-1, 1.1 rebound. Jolly with it into the offensive end. Off to Hickerson, who will slow it down and take it to the right side. Hickerson takes the screen from Hargett. Hits Hargett, who goes baseline right, backing down on Braden Myers. Hargett backing down still. Good defense from Braden Myers. He'll get it right wing. Hickerson, who knocks down the three. Hickerson now in double figures with 11, and we are going to have a foul called at midcourt as Braden Myers and Hargett getting tangled up. And the foul is going to go on Hargett right in front of Press Row. His first, team's third, and Round County will inbound at midcourt as Watson comes out. Winkleman comes in. That play got a little chippy. Neither player really pleased with the foul call, and there was a lot of contact both ways. Right wing Maxie after the inbound. Feeds it to Braden Myers. Backing down, he spins baseline. Shot with the right hand off the glass. No. Rebound to Jolly, and Fleming County leading by one. 1:15 left third quarter. Into the paint, Jolly. Shovel off to James. It's going to be poked away. Actually, that was Roberts who loses it. Wilburn going to get credit with the steal and get it across the logo. Left wing Gavin Myers. He'll step up into a three in transition. No good. Rebound Fry and a foul going to be called on what looks like Jace Winkleman. I could be wrong. Nope. It's going to be on Maxie. Excuse me. His first, team second, with 1:02 left third quarter. Three fouls each way.
Team service.
At five fouls, you shoot two free throws. No longer a 1+1 bonus in high school basketball. And now under a minute. Jolly right in front of Coach Biggs gets it across the timeline. Passes it left wing to Hargett. He'll fire the left wing three. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped by Winkleman into the hands of Gavin Myers. Gavin takes it into the paint. Bounces it near corner. Ingles wide open. Three good for Jason Ingles. Right in front of that Round County bench. His first bucket. It puts Round County back in front by two. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. Jolly at three-quarter court. Gets it to the front court to Hickerson. Back to Jolly. 24 seconds. Left wing Hargett. Right of the circle. Hickerson baseline right. Jolly skip pass to Hargett. Left corner Hickerson. 14 seconds. Pass across the court. Almost stolen. Roberts gets it though. Down low to Fry. Fry lays it up and in. And he's fouled. Gavin Myers will pick up his second, team's
fourth. Wouldn't have been so bad if he hadn't walked before he put that ball up there a moment ago.
Just one of four from the free throw line is Fry, and make that now one of five as the rebound's going to come down to Fleming County. 6 seconds. Tie game 45-45. 4 seconds. Into the paint goes Jolly. Kicks it near corner. Hargett, three. No good. And boy, what a game this one has been. And we've got one more quarter left to settle it. And who knows? Maybe even overtime. 45-45, fourth quarter when we come back.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Keep your family warm with the red-hot grocery buys you'll find inside at Allen's IG in Moorhead. USDA fresh store ground beef is only $3.79 a pound. Red, gold, and Idaho russet potatoes are 2 5-pound bags for just $4. You heard me right. 10 pounds of potatoes, only $4. And Green Giant frozen boxed vegetables are just $1. These and many more warm meal deals are found at Allen's IG in downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Randy Stacy alongside Jared Stacy with you here at Fleming County High School. To the fourth quarter we go, and we're tied yet again. Six ties in this one, and this is our sixth tie at 45-45. As we get set to get this fourth quarter rolling, Fleming County will inbound and have it to start this quarter as Jolly to Hargett. In between the circles, back to Jolly left wing. Round County mixing it up from a man-to-man, now going to a 2-3 zone. Hargett right wing, Hickerson straight away, back to Hargett. Thought about the three, back to Hickerson though, as Fleming County just get kind of feeling out this zone defense. Jolly right side on the far sideline to Hargett, baseline right, Fry. Back to Hargett, he'll shoot the contested three over Braden Myers, no good. Hargett gets his own rebound, whips a pass down low to Jolly, who can't connect up close.
He is completely over the back of Slade White, and that he was Fry, and he did it twice right at the end of the last period.
And Fry will get tacked with the foul.
You get higher for the rebound when you put your hand on a guy's shoulders and go up.
The PA guy said that's two on Fry. It's actually three, and the scoreboard verifies it. 7-15, 45-45, 61st District action. Watson takes it into the paint. Pass is deflected. Ingles, though, able to get it baseline right. 10-foot jumpers there. Ingles now with five. As Fleming County, Hargett across the circle. Right wing Jolly in the corner. Hickerson goes baseline. Feed down low to Fry. He's doubled. Fry still doubled. Watson picks his pocket, and it's going to be last off of Watson out of play, and it'll stay with Fleming County under their own bucket.
We've got 10 lead changes now.
Maxey with 12, 11 for Braden Myers, 8 for Wilburn. Jolly inbounding to our left, inbound to Hickerson. Hargett back to Hickerson in the corner. To Hargett, well behind the arc, and he'll take it in between the circles. At the free throw line, Jolly back to Hargett, deep straightaway, three, no good. Rebound, Watson. Watson's going to get it across the logo. Watson to the elbow, near corner, Ingles, right wing, Wilburn. Wilburn skips it across the way to White. He'll take it into the paint, shot up, no good. A lot of contact, rebound, Watson for Round County. He'll spin into the paint, his lay-in's up and in. Watson with six. Jolly across the timeline with a four-point lead for Round County. He'll take it inside the arc back to Hickerson. Three, no good. Wilburn with the rebound. Wilburn is going to be fouled 70 feet away from the bucket. And the guilty party is going to be Lucas Jolly, his first. Team second. Watson across the midcourt logo. As he does that, he'll get it over to Myris right side. And it is Braden Myris who will take it now straight away. Both teams now in a 2-3 zone. Watson left wing. Stops and pops in the circle. No good. Rebound will come down to Fry for Fleming County. He's easily got to have 10 so far in this one. Jolly, right wing Hickerson to Hargett, quick pass left wing Cropper. His three, in and out, no, rebound Watson. Watson is going to have it poked out of his hand. He will chase it down, though, in the corner and get it to Braden Myris at the timeline. Braden's pass is going to be slapped out of his hand. Rebound Cropper, and Jason Ingles is going to be ran over, and there is no foul call. Jolly keeps it for Fleming County up to Hargett. That three's good, and that is atrocious. Oh, my goodness. Jason Ingles just got decked and no whistle whatsoever. Holy cow. Brown County's Myris across the timeline with it to the right wing. Myris into the paint. Left-handed scoop shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Fry. Up the court to Jolly. Jolly across the timeline. Right wing. It goes to Hickerson. To Hargett. Top of the key three. No good. Rebound is going to be off the hands of Fleming County and go to Round County. Oh, my goodness. Jason Ingles got absolutely trucked at three-quarter court. One of the most clear-as-day fouls I've ever seen, and I have never in my life seen such a ref swallow a whistle.
Holy and cow. Sean said if he didn't call the foul, call the walk, because he walked when he hit him like that.
I watch a lot of basketball, folks. I call it like I see it. I take pride in that, and that was awful. Watson with it across the logo to Braden Myris right of the circle. Right wing Ingles looking at the 2-3 zone. Round County leading by one. 4:45 left here in this fourth quarter. Braden Myris holding on the logo to Wilburn. Wilburn goes opposite of the screen of Gavin Myris. Will now whip it right wing. Braden Myris all the way in the corner. Ingles, he'll fire the three. No good. Defensive rebound Hickerson. Quick pass up to Jolly at the timeline. Jolly's going to take it baseline right and have it poked away out of bounds by Ingles. Great hustle there from Ingles, and it'll be Fleming County basketball under their own bucket. Jolly will inbound. Jolly gets it into the corner to Cropper. Cropper penetrating baseline, cut off, and has to get it to Fry on the elbow. Fry backing down on Wilburn now. Fry goes up over top of Wilburn, and that's a good finish by Isaac Fry. Solid defense from Wilburn. Just a good finish in Fleming County, leading by one. Myris across the timeline, right in front of Press Row. 4 minutes exactly now, left fourth quarter. Won the lead for Fleming County. Myris, right wing to Ingles, now back to Braden. Left wing Watson. Top of the key, Wilburn. Wilburn penetrates, gets it right wing Ingles. Three on the way, that's no good. Long rebound is going to be grabbed by Hickerson for Fleming County. Jolly will slow it down as he crosses the logo. Over to Hickerson, who will now loop it straight away. 50-49, Fleming County leading fourth quarter. Right wing, they get it to Hargett. Three's there. Hargett now, the 6'5 senior. Braden Myris turns it over at midcourt. It is stolen by Seth Hickerson, and he'll get the lay-in on the other end. And we're going to have a timeout, Round County. And this, folks, is an 8-0 run since one of the worst just swallow of a whistle I have ever seen in a basketball game. Jason Ingles a few moments ago, and we're going to keep it right here. A mere probably minute and a half in game action at three-quarter court, applying full court pressure, was straight up trucked by a Fleming County player. It was Jolly on the contact, clear as day, a charge, 100%. And on the other end, you get a three-pointer, and you get a free throw and a couple two-point buckets. And I'm sorry, Randy, but I call it like I see it, and that was a horrible, horrible expedition of officiating there for about a minute and 30 seconds.
Absolutely. I guess there's so many games in the region tonight, Joe Billman had no recourse but to put this crew on a game this important.
And if Dean Harden, my color commentator for ESPN Plus, if you're listening, I know you're going to get mad at me tomorrow for making those such stern comments, but I've seen enough basketball, Randy. You've seen 10 times more basketball. You know a bad call when you see it, and it doesn't get much worse than that, and an 8-0 run comes of it. Now Fleming County leads by 6, 3:14 left fourth quarter.
Yes, we ought to just be thankful we've got Bill Renzi out there, because the other two have certainly do not belong.
I mean, Bill Renzi's a college softball official, Division I college softball official. He knows what's going on. He knows how to control a game. But boy, oh boy. Maxie will inbound with 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. Myers gets the inbounds pass in the backcourt. Left side to Watson. Still 2-3 zone from Fleming County. Watson, right wing Maxey. Fakes it right. Picks up his dribble and goes back to Watson on the logo. 3 minutes exactly. 55-49 Fleming County leading on what is a 8-0 run here in this contest. And Round County just trying to stem the tide. Right wing Myers to Wilburn, top of the key. 2:45 left, fourth quarter. Braden Myers in the corner, now to Wilburn. Shot fake, takes it to the elbow. Jumper from there, nothing but net for Wilburn. He's in double figures with 10. Jolly, long pass up the court to Hickerson. He'll go baseline, shot over top of Maxey is there. Hickerson now in this one with 15. Braden Myers across the timeline. Right of the circle, Watson. What a great, great basketball game this was going to play out to be. And just hate to see games decided like this as Myers, the shot clanks off from the left wing. Rebound comes down to Fleming County. Six the lead for the Panthers as Jolly gets it on the right wing. Spins into the paint. Bounces it to Hargett. Hargett, one dribble to the deck. Right side, Hickerson. Man-to-man now for Round County after a brief stint of zone defense. On the logo with it is Hickerson, just comfortable eating some clock. Hickerson back to Hargett. Hargett bounce pass to Fry, left low block. Back to Hargett quickly and skip pass to Hickerson as Fleming County is going to eat even more clock up. Jolly right in front of Coach Buddy Biggs is going to be fouled from behind on purpose for that matter. Gavin Myers picks up his third. That's just the team's first of the fourth quarter. Ingles will come in. Watson will catch a breather.
After that foul and the upturn and pressure for Fleming County, they forced Round County to three or four bad shots.
Right wing Hargett. Hargett puts it to the deck. Straight away they give it to Cropper, and Cropper's going to be fouled by Maxey. And Maxey's going to pick up his second. Still three more fouls to go until Fleming County goes to the free throw line.
I know you have to foul like this sometimes, but as far as the two shots and one and one, you really put them at the line is not quite as effective as it used to be.
Another foul called. This one's on Ingles. Just seconds after the inbounds. Team's third. Still two more fouls to give with a minute 21. And Fleming County turns it over. They inbound to Hargett, and the inbounder Jolly cut to the left, and Hargett thought he was going to just pop out front. And that went out of bounds, and it will be Round County basketball trailing by six with 1:19 left in the fourth. Watson will hand it off to Braden Myers, and he'll cross the circle 1:13. Now to Watson. Watson straight away. Watson thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Picks up his dribble. Gets it right of the circle to Maxey. Clock winding down. 60 seconds left. To Watson. Right of the circle. Wilburn. His three. Right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Jolly. Jolly is going to be fouled at three-quarter court by Maxey. And the Fleming County fans think it should be an intentional foul. And if you think that's an intentional foul, you've never watched a basketball game in your life. That is as basic of a foul as it gets. And half their fans stand up calling for an intentional. Timeout. Going to be taken. Full timeout. Fleming County leads by six as Round County just trying to catch a break here on WIVY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family-owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Eagle Chevrolet GMC in downtown Moorhead has an outstanding selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. You can go online to EagleChevyKY.com to check out their inventory, their expert service options, special offers and incentives, and what their customers are having to say. Also, check them out on Facebook and see pictures of those happy customers. Call the sales and service departments at 606-784-6411. That's Eagle Chevrolet GMC, 329 East Main Street in Moorhead.
Fleming County basketball to go length of the court. Brown County applying full court pressure as Fleming County leading by 6. 52 seconds though left in the fourth. The clock not Brown County's friend. It's quick inbound Jolly to Hargett. Back to Jolly, and he's fouled. Gavin Myers picks up his fourth. And now we'll have free throws finally. It'll be Jolly going to the line. Jolly is 1 of 1 from the free throw line tonight. On the season, Jolly, not a very good free throw shooter for a guard, just 56% from the field. He's a lefty, and the first one's up and good. Puts him in double figures with 10. He'll shoot one more, and the lead out to 7.
And that's the biggest of the game for either team.
One more upcoming. This one's short. Rebound Watson. 50 seconds left. Watson whips it up to Ingles. 3 in transition. Right wing is no good. Rebound will come down to Jolly. Quick pass over to Hargett as Ingles just takes an elbow and no call. Ingles again gets beaten up at three-quarter court. He's literally holding his nose, and he cannot get a call. Poor Ingles has taken an eye poke. He has taken a shot to the face and got absolutely trucked, and not one of them was called a foul. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm whining, folks, but this was a great, great contest. This was a great, great game, and the officials have just straight up squandered it. First free throw's up and good for Hickerson. I don't know if we want to get Coach Stacker on the air, Randy. I want to protect him from getting a fine. Because I don't know if I'd be able to bite my tongue. Both free throws good for Hickerson. Fleming County takes the timeout. Full timeout will break as well. Fleming County, largest lead of the game. Just over a half minute left here on WIVY.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Randy Stacy alongside Jared Stacy with you, and like I said twice, I take pride in how I broadcast and calling it like I see it, so apologies if it seemed like we were a little whiny there, but folks, it's been brutal for Round County on what a game that was neck and neck until about midway through this fourth quarter, and then the tide completely shifted. 30 seconds left, Round County with it, trailing by 9. Watson has his pocket picked by Jolly. Into the hands, it goes to Cropper, and he's going to be fouled, and that's going to be about it here in Fleming County. Round County has scored 2 points since Jason Ingles got just absolutely trucked earlier in this fourth quarter. I don't know exactly as the first free throw is good by Cropper, but it is something like a 14-4 run of some sort, I believe. Second free throw for Cropper is good as Ingles gets it right wing to Wilburn, 20 seconds. Wilburn forces a 3 up, no good. Rebound comes down to Maxey. He'll quickly get a 3 up. It's going to be no good. Rebound will come down to Jolly, and Brown County's going to wave the white flag and not foul, and Hargett's going to take it across the timeline. He'll get it left wing to Cropper, and Fleming County is going to win this one 61-51, but as Sean Thacker looks across the way and stares down the officials, I'll go ahead and say it as one of my favorite podcasters, Stu Gotts on the Dan Le Batard Show, would say, we're putting an asterisk on this one, and this one isn't a Panther win in my record book, for those who don't know, Dan Le Batard and Stu Gotts. Well, it's a good one, and I'll steal his line tonight and say that. 10 the win for Fleming County. But boy, oh boy, is officiating an issue. by what I've seen here tonight. Randy will wrap this one up. We'll talk with Coach Thacker if he chooses to come up as Fleming County over Round County here on WIVY.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Well, at the end of the first quarter, it was 15-14 Fleming County. At the half, it was 31-29 Round County. At the end of the third, Round County and Fleming County were tied at 45. And then the Panthers outscored Round County 16-6 in the fourth quarter to win it 61-51. We did have 11 ties in the game, and the longest lead for Fleming County was 10. We had 6 ties at 10, 12, 16, 38, 40, and 45, and the biggest lead for Round County was 6 points. For Fleming County, the two guys that carried the load for them most of the time, Adam Hargett and Seth Hickerson, did so tonight. 21 points for Hargett and 17 for Hickerson. Two more players in double figures, Lucas Jolly and Isaac Fry, with 10 points each. 2 points for Kane Roberts and 1 point for Cropper. Preston Cropper. 23 field goals for Fleming County, 9 of them three-pointers, 6 of 12 from behind the arc in the 61 points. For Round County, 12 points for Weston Maxey, 11 for Braden Myris, 10 for Colby Wilburn, 6 points for Deshaun Watson, 5 for Jason Ingles, 4 for Gavin Myris, and 3 for Slade White. 21 field goals for Round County, 5 of them three-pointers, 4 of 4 from the free-throw line, 51 points. Round County only shot the 4 free throws, and none of those came in the second half.
taking a look around at the numbers and see if we see anything else there. Well, we will make our St. Clair Healthcare backing player of the game selection. I'll go to Weston Maxey. He had 12 points and also probably led the team in rebounding. We don't have complete stats here tonight. Actually, they had them, but they did share them with the home team radio, but not with the visiting team radio. So the St. Clair Healthcare Round County player of the game, Weston Maxey. Our next broadcast will be at Warren H. Cooper Gym on Monday. The Round girls will play Fleming County at 7:30. And then on Tuesday, Round will travel to Frenchburg for a doubleheader, a district doubleheader against Menifee County. We'll come back with more on the postgame show after this on WIVY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree Cards, Yankee Candles, Leaded Crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go-To Solutions in Line X and Moorhead, located just off I-64 exit 133 in the industrial park.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
We'll be with you in the morning for the round for the Viking Sports Extra from the Scott Family McDonald's in downtown Moorhead. Join us for that. And join us now for our talk with Round County Coach Sean Thacker. Coach, a bizarre game out there. Really good game for a long time. And then a few unusual things happened on the floor, and your guys took a few bad shots in a row, and by that time you had to start fouling, and that was it.
Right. You know, and then we talked about that, patience, you know, a little bit, because when you get – you know, we get in that rhythm of wanting to go, and, you know, our kids like that. They like playing that way. But then there comes those point in times in those close games where you've got to value the possession. You got to value the quality of the shot that you get out of that possession. Value who gets that quality shot. So, you know, those things. We, you know, as coaches, we got some work to do. You know, we found some things with our zone offense. We did some good things, but after a little while, you know, their adjustments. You know, at the end of the day, we shoot a lot of, we shoot threes. We got five guards out there, and when you go five for whatever we went tonight, five for.
Didn't get to see the stats.
Five for 27. Yeah. You know, that makes a long night for us. You know, we held them, you know, for 9 for 27, which is acceptable. We held them to 39% from the field. I thought defensively we did a good job, especially getting the first shot stops. The killer was we got out rebounded in the second half by 7, and that was, you know, because we were tied at 17 at the half on rebounds, and it ended up being 40 to 33. You know, we didn't get a lot of offensive rebounds, and you know, they did. And I know of 1-3. Hargett had a 3, and they had another bucket off a rebound. You know, those things are the things that we've got to, you know, we got to continue to get better at, and you know, we just got work to do. You know, it's you know, third game in the week too. I thought a little bit second half could be the decision making. And everything that kind of the way it all kind of melted down there a little bit could be in a little bit of fatigue, but you know, I thought breath at game on Tuesday was a positive for us. You know, we played last night. You know, we agreed to play them the night after, so we can't make an excuse. We agreed to do that, and you know, to get it in, and then you know, we got them next Friday at home. So you know, if we play them once or twice or three more times, I mean, every times we could end up playing them. You know, the next two at least, if that happens, would be at home.
They got really physical on the rebounding there in the second half, and I think you're right. I think maybe a little leg weariness or whatever like that. You just couldn't block them out. And that very well may have been a problem because they had hands on shoulders and like that, and it's hard to stop that.
Right. You know, and I think our kids are learning to fight on the glass better. I think we're working on being more physical as far as. You know, our guys rebounding the ball and blocking out and doing those kind of things. You know, and I think we're making strides in those areas. You know, it's, you know, they're a good team. There's a reason I looked at one poll today that had them ranked 24th. So, but that same poll had us at 31. So that's why it was a close game here. You know, hopefully, when we get back at it, next Friday, hopefully we can find a way to make it a different story.
Sorry, I was just glancing, try to get the rebounds on Max. We named him he did have a good rebound. We named him our St. Clair Healthcare Viking player of the game. He had the 12 points, and he also had 7 rebounds. And he was going to the boards as much as anybody. Of course, Deshaun Watson, the ball almost comes to his hands when he's in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that didn't help either, you know.
Well,
he played in foul trouble. We even played him in the third with foul trouble, but there's a couple of 2 or 3 times where he can't go try to make a play because he's sitting on 3 fouls. Even though you got him out there, you know, you're trying to get him in a flow and get him through some things, but, you know, sometimes there's a couple of plays on drives to the basket where normally he would go make a play on the ball or be able to try to get that stop that he couldn't do it because of the foul situation that he was in. So his foul trouble all night was definitely, especially, you know, him being in foul trouble when there wasn't a whole lot of fouls called all night. So, you know, he kind of got, somehow or another, he got punished more than anybody else on how physical it was.
Well, got a few days for practice and then go over for what'll be a tough doubleheader for the Vikings, the Lady Vikings, on Tuesday night. At Menifee County.
Right.
And, you know, and that game gets important, more important even.
Yeah, oh no, it becomes very important, you know. We get a chance to rest a couple of days, you know, and as coaches, we won't rest. We'll go back, break down the game film, and, you know, take a look at some things. We've already talked about some adjustments that are necessary in order, you know, especially on the offensive end. And, you know, we'll have a lot of information gathered defensively. You know, I thought we did some really good things defensively, but you know, we just got to figure out how we can tweak some of those things you know, get things ready for the next one.
One thing I do want to mention, I noticed there for a little while, Gavin Myers got a few more minutes in the JV games, and I think that really helped him. I think he's been playing much better lately.
Yeah, we have been playing JV. Now we're getting to the point, you know, we got to be careful how many minutes we do play him, and you know, maybe at some point it's got to be where you got to kind of pull the plug on it. Our young kids are starting to really play a lot better too. So we just gotta monitor that, because now we played between freshmen and JV this week, and I think three of them were JV games. We played six games this week. So those young kids played every day this week, and I think the Breathitt County overtime win or loss on Tuesday was the only loss that we took this week. So our young kids, our freshmen, our JV are playing really well. Coach Maynard, Coach Roberts, and Coach Tyler are doing a really good job with our young kids. They're starting to, you know, it's starting to look like they know where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. So, you know, we're excited about them because they're going to have to be varsity level players sooner or later with the number of seniors we got.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for my partner Jared Stacy and I. Again, the final score in this big district game was Fleming County 61, Round County 51. Round County Adoys will be off until Tuesday. The girls will play Fleming County at home on Monday, and then both teams will go to Menifee County on Tuesday. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls for the folks at Fleming County here for their help. And that's going to wrap it up. Final score once again, Fleming County 61, the Round County boys 51. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Rowan County Basketball on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com. Tonight's game sponsored by Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Caskey Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, Eagle Chevrolet Buick GMC, Eagle Finance, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Gateway Cycles, Holbrook Drugs, JCA Auto Sales, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Staggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. More 24-7 fun coming your way on the home of Rowan County Athletics, 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.